that I Dream of Jeannie song stuck in my head. Do you guys remember that show? I used to watch it when I was younger, the reruns, and had no idea about shows and reruns, you know, when I was little. So I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this, you know, the show is happening. Yeah, it hadn't been on air for a very long time. Anyways, that's the song that's currently stuck in my head right now, and I like it because I really like that show and it's a happy song. I just got back from the eye doctor, following up on all of my, you know, yearly appointments, and it was great and not great. Great because he told me that my eyes are still pretty good. My prescription hasn't really increased. I can pretty much still use my same prescription. I'm bad because he's like, hey, you know, in a couple more years, you're going to start seeing blurry. They dilated my eyes, so I couldn't see up close. He's like, yeah, it's going to look like that. So I was like, doctor, I have been going downhill since I was 27. That's when my first gray hair came out. That's when I first got glasses. That's when my back started hurting. Like, I wasn't even 30 yet, 27. So I've just, you know, been going very fast down that hill. So yes, I want to go get them checked to let them know that I'm having these headaches that I don't know where they're coming from. Like, literally, my name, my nickname in Spanish is Dolores. My mom calls me Dolores. It's basically walking pains. Like, that's me. And I'm a pretty healthy person. You know, I go to the doctor, get everything checked, but still. And I was scrolling through one of my favorite things to do today in the IG, looking for my memes that, you know, just help me go through the day. So I don't know about you all, but sometimes the struggle bus is just, whew, I feel like I'm on that bus all day, every day in a loop. So I found one that reads, just to confirm, everyone feels tired all the time, no matter how much sleep they get or caffeine they consume, but also has trouble falling asleep, is constantly hungry, but also nauseous with acid reflux. Spends every second working or cleaning, yet nothing gets accomplished. Yes, that's how I feel. I literally feel like, as an adult, you know, your life is, it's just, everything's just, it's a lie. When you're little, everything is a lie as an adult, right? Nobody tells you how much, you know, your rent's gonna be, how much your insurance is gonna be, how, if you want to be fit and healthy, you're gonna have to go to the grocery store and buy some expensive ass food if you want to eat healthy. And then if you buy organic, could it be even more expensive? But if you buy, you know, the stuff that makes us all obese, like hot Cheetos and ice cream, it's gonna be so much cheaper, but you're just gonna be, you know, not skinny and fit. And then if you want to be fit, you have to buy a gym membership. And those gym memberships, you know, they're like signing your life away, because so easy to sign up, but then you want to cancel, and it's like you have to give them your kidney and your left arm and all of that stuff, and before they can even cancel it, right? Or if you want to sign up for like Orange Theory or like a kickboxing class or F45, which I love all of them. I mean, I've never gone to Orange Theory, but I think it would be something I would enjoy. But yeah, the memberships are, you know, $160 a month. Ugh, this is just a lot. Like, all of these things, you know, just have been going through my brain, and I'm like, I should just sit down and talk to myself so that I can just let it out and then just put it on a podcast for whoever happens to stumble upon my craziness and rambling. Maybe feels like they are also not alone. And, you know, I mean, as a woman, as a female, as a girl, I feel like it's just even more for us. And if you're a mom, I mean, I'm not, but if you're a mom, like I think like triple or quadruple, like I don't know how you guys get things done. You're like ninja warriors. You're like Xena, warrior princess, and Wonder Woman, like combined in one, as well as like Supergirl, you know? So yes, I went to the doctor to get my checkups because I very much believe in all of that. They suck, you know. Sometimes I have to schedule like two or three one day, and then I don't get them all done in one day, so I have to do more down the road. So yesterday was eye doctor day, and I'm sitting here seeing, you know, very blurry up close, but just fine from far away. Looking at all my beautiful plants. So, anyways, yes, I was just thinking about that meme the other day. It's like we're, as adults, we're, you know, trying to constantly figure things out, like how to make them flow, how to organize ourselves, how to make the day just work, right? We're at work all day, trying to figure out, you know, the problems of our day for ourselves and for everybody else. Because, you know, there are people out there that work very hard, and on top of that, they have to work hard for all the other people in their places of work that are not hard workers, which they're out there. So, you have to do all of that and then get home, right? Try to de-stress, but you can't because you're hungry. And then you're trying to figure out, like, am I gonna eat first and then go to the gym later, or go to the gym now and be starving and then have like no energy to do your workout and then hate your workout. So then you stop working out and then you get home and then you eat. But it's like you eat and then it's very late. So then you have to stay awake because, you know, your doctor tells you that in order to prevent acid reflux and all of your stomach issues that you have happening, that you can't go to sleep right after you eat, right? And if you could before, you can't anymore because you're old. And as you get older, like your body's just, you know, it hates you. So how do you guys do it? How do people do it? How do other people do it? Like, I don't understand. I feel like I am a very well, high functioning adult, but then there are days where I'm like, I hate adulting. Like, it sucks. So yeah, those are currently my dilemmas. I'm trying to figure out how to graciously and gracefully, you know, get older. And I'm okay with it. Like, I'm about to be 42, which is, you know, I love my 40s. They've been great. My 30s, well, they were okay. Like, late 30s and now 40s, like, it's just, I feel like you kind of, well, at least I kind of have figured out, like, some things in life, right? Where I'm like, okay, I'm very proud of myself for the things that I have accomplished. And the paths that I have taken and the path that I'm gonna continue to take on my personal professional life, I feel confident in them, which is great. But then like all of these things happen, like, you know, you're pulling muscles here, you're pulling muscles there, you think you're dying, you think you're having a heart attack. You think you have bacteria, like it's I got a stomach virus the other day, and it was awful. And it was out in Mexico, and I legit thought that I was gonna die. I was like, oh my God, do I have everything planned so that if I die, like my family can be taken care of. Have never gotten sick like that, you know, out of the country and away from home. It was eye-opening, scary, educational. Everything at the same time. So yes, things are just happening, right? And I feel like somebody hid a list from me, from all of us, you know, the elders, hid these lists of stuff that is going to happen to you in life, you know, with your health and physically, that nobody ever discloses. And I should start this list. I should start this list of all of the things that have happened to me that I was like, what in the hell? Like, how do you go through it? Like, is it normal? Is it not normal? Should you feel scared? Should you just laugh about it? Like, I don't know. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. So yes, health-wise, you know, it's very important to me. Growing up in my, you know, my Mexican culture, like, I feel like a lot of the things were hidden, you know. You knew that, like, people got cancer and, like, that they died and they had diabetes, they had, like, high cholesterol, but we ignored it, you know. My family members, they ignored it because they still want to eat like they eat, which is great. I love Mexican food. Chicharrones, the carnitas, the barbacoa, the tortillas, the taquitos, you know, all of that. But they don't tell you, like, that all of that delicious food has, you know, high cholesterol, high fats, a lot of carbs, a lot of sugars. You know, that Coke in a bottle, that's a Coca, like, delicious, but it's not good for you. So growing up, you know, nobody really shared how all of those things and non-healthy eating will cause you to be unhealthy later on in life. So like in my 30s, you know, when I was trying to figure out what issues I was having, I started looking into, you know, better eating, healthier ways, and to avoid getting diabetes since it runs in the family, because that's awful. So yes, a healthier lifestyle is, you know, life goals. It's on my list. Is it easy? No, because sometimes I want some McDonald's, you know. I want to have my sausage egg McMuffin. It's delicious. I'm not going to deny it to myself. Am I going to have it every day? No, that would be bad. But yes, I was just, you know, sitting in the doctor's office today, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, I have these headaches. They're happening. I don't know where they're stemming from. So I just have to visit all of these doctors. And I believe it may be from my teeth. Clenching your teeth, or the grinding of your teeth, or I don't know. I have a night guard, and I think that night guard is causing me now pains. Like, it's a mess. My life and my head right now, they're a mess. So I was like, all right, one doctor, like 500 more to go, so I can figure out where this one pain and, you know, nuance and discomfort is coming from my body. And I like to think that I treat my body very well, and sometimes I don't understand why it hates me and does all of these things to me. So it just may be testing me. But yes, I am trying to figure out what to do, like what new not sports, but fitness, like challenge I want to do. Am I going to do kickboxing again? Do I try Orange Theory? Do I just start running again, which I do miss it, actually. It's so much to do, you know, like, how do I fit all of the things that in my head I want to do? And then when I get home, I have no energy to do them. Oh, God. Why doesn't anybody, like, give you a whole guide, a whole book of, like, okay, checklist, this is what you gotta do, right? Or maybe it is out there. If it's out there and somebody knows about it, like, somebody, you know, whoever stumbles upon this, upon this rant, let me know. I should have gone to the library, actually. I was on my way back to my car, and I passed by a library. I should have just stopped there so I could do my research. But I also couldn't see because my eyes are dilated, so that would have been a problem. So yes, that's that's you know, my health journey right now. I also want to say that these headaches are probably being caused by stress because of work. Work has just been so, things that are happening are so unexpected, right? Like they come out of nowhere. Like you think you figured things out and you figured people out and how they think and you know, process things, and then something, you know, completely out of the blue, left field, right field, you know, above the field comes your way and you're like, oh crap, like I was not expecting that, I wasn't planning for that to happen. So anyways, causes a lot of stress. For me, I like to have all of my things in order, as you know, as best I can. I am a list person. I like to have my lists, you know, check them off, do my like root cause analysis type of type of things. And when things happen that I don't foresee or expect, you know, they kind of throw me off balance. And then when I'm off balance, I have to figure out how to get back on track. So I think that like stress has also maybe caused like these headaches, and they're the worst, you know, because it's not like you get a headache and then it goes away. It like lingers. It may go away and then it comes back like the next day or the day after or like 2 days later, and it's the same headache. And then it seems to happen when I'm sleeping, because I have my night guard, right? My night guard is to prevent all of the grinding and the clenching. I think maybe mostly the grinding. But now I'm clenching so hard, and it's probably from all of the stress from the day that is spilling over into my sleep, which I hate because I love to sleep. Like I'm going to get my 8 hours or more of sleep, and it's affecting that, which is crazy because it never really has before. Anyway, so headaches are you know, causing me, stress is causing me these headaches, and then I get these headaches and the pain from the teeth, and then I want to take drugs. My favorite one is ibuprofen to help me, you know, with the pain. And so I take ibuprofen, and then because you're taking ibuprofen so much, you cause damage to your stomach and your esophagus and, you know, all of that stuff. And you end up going to go get an endoscopy because you don't know what's happening with your stomach. And then that doctor tells you like, hey girl, you're probably stressed and you gotta ease off of taking so many medications. Like try a Tylenol, right? But no matter what you take, something's still gonna mess up your stomach or your body. Like your stomach is affected by ibuprofen too much. And then if you switch over to Tylenol, then your liver is affected by Tylenol. It's a mess. It's a freaking hot mess over here. So stress. Stress causes all of these things, right? And I have to figure out how to tone that down. And then on top of all of these doctors, I'm also seeing a therapist to help me with, you know, all of my mental things that come up. But you think that you're crazy, and they like, you know, tell you that you're not, but you still feel crazy. Who else has 500 doctors? Like I swear I have them all. They're all on like speed dial, but it's good to have. I personally feel it's good to have them so that you know that you are taking care of your health, you know, from head to toe. And this wasn't something that I was taught when I was younger growing up. I only knew that we went to doctors when we were sick and they took care of us. But
You know, you have them there to help you with other things, with your mental state, with any issues that you may be going through, any addictions, any difficulties. You know, I got sick, like I said, in Mexico for vacation. It was, I'm not gonna say the worst vacation, because I you know, it was something that unexpected that happened. My family and I all got sick, and it was not how we thought our vacation and our plans were gonna go. They went out the window, right? We basically went there, got sick, didn't do anything, and then I had to come back earlier than planned because we didn't feel comfortable anymore. So we got back, and as soon as we got back, I ended up going to the ER because I do not know what was happening. Like, I was on the airplane, well, on the ride to the airport, and then on the airplane, I started feeling so hot, and I, like, my cheeks got all red and flushed. My ears also got red, and I was looking like so flushed. It was insane. I don't get like pink on my cheeks, red, but I did. I had no idea what was happening, which is really scary. So anyways, turns out from all of the stuff that they did at the ER back here in the US that I had COVID. And I was like, are you kidding me? Because I was not tested. My family and I were not tested for COVID back in Mexico because we had no symptoms of it. And I got COVID in 2022. I got COVID for the first time. And I remember all the symptoms. I had fever, I had a cough, I was so tired, like my head hurt, like all of this stuff. Did not have any of these symptoms for this COVID. It was insane. Well, this COVID, apparently diarrhea was one of them, and you know, nausea and vomiting was also one of them. No idea. You know, this freaking virus has changed since it first started coming out. It's craziness. Anyways, so it was very scary, and it was such a surreal experience to be hospitalized in Mexico. Like, the technology, well, they don't really have any technology over there. It was, the doctors and the nurses were very nice. God bless them. They were very nice. And all they could do was the best with the little that they had. The most minimal things and equipment that a hospital medical place can have, like they had. I felt very blessed to have somebody, but also very worried, because it's nothing like it's here or has been here in the US with the technology, with the resources, with the personnel that we have here, at least in the hospital that I went to. It's not even, you can't even compare them. It's like oranges and apples, right? But I mean, somehow they still do everything for everybody over there. So I came back, you know, with that feeling of being grateful for all of the things that I have been able to have and be blessed with here in the US. And would I go back? Yes, I can't wait to go back. Hopefully I never get sick again. And if I do, now we know like the things to do and not to do over there. And this, you know, this wasn't like a big city in Mexico. It was still like a very rural town, village, you know, half village, half town. Away from like the bigger cities, away from the airport, right? So to be able to get to a good hospital, it was like maybe an hour and a half to get there. To get back to the airport, same thing. So it was something that I had to kind of just tell my parents about, like, guys, I know that your dream is to come down here and spend some time here, you know, after retirement. I don't know how you guys plan on coming, like, how often you plan on coming, you know, here, but this is like a learning lesson for all of us, like, of what can happen and how you guys may get sick. Like, you guys have to figure that out, right? And if they really do want to do that, they're getting older and they're getting to the point of retirement, and these are things that I don't think they had ever thought about. So it was just like a surreal experience. And like I said, I'm so grateful that my parents have provided, like, worked to provide all of the things that we have had in life, here. And, you know, I get it. That's why people want to come out here into the U.S. to have better things, better comfort, better opportunities in life. And, you know, we're middle class workers. We work every day. We work hard. I learned that from my parents. Honestly and humbly, that's how I was taught, you know, by them. And then my education taught me how to work intelligently and smarter and not harder. So I have a combination of both and a combination of both worlds, right? And as, like, your first generation, you know, immigrant child, like, I feel like we have a lot of responsibilities that are put on us, and somehow we navigate and get through them and get through things in life. But yes, my health is it's important. I want to stay healthy for, you know, for my later years in life, as I have seen in my family and you know, the Mexican culture or Latino culture, they suffer a lot in their older days because they don't do the things that they should or must do in their earlier days. So I try to do what is advised and what feels best, and share that with, like, my, you know, family and friends in my age and the younger ones, so that they can prep themselves for their later years in life. But just wanted to put it out in the universe. You know, it's hard being an adult. I mean, it is and it isn't, but things that come up that it just, you're like, man, how do we navigate through this? I'm just curious, like, who else has similar things, or what happens to people and they get freaked out? Like, what do they think? What do they do? Like, how do they feel? Who do they go to? Who do they talk to? I mean, besides your bestie, right? Like, you can call your besties and be like, oh my God, I'm dying. And they're like, no, you're crazy. You're fine. Like, just calm it down, right? But how are things handled out there in the world? Like, is it just me? Am I the only one? Like, am I alone in all of this processing? Is there a list out there of stuff that, you know, let's prepare myself for what's going to happen next? Because I'm tired of going to the doctors and going to ERs for stuff. And they're like, no, you know, you're just getting old. Like, yeah, don't tell me that, doctor. Just tell me how to prevent it so it doesn't happen again, and that I don't have to come back here and feel stupid. But yeah, that's how I feel, right? But the doctors do say, you know, yes, you may feel silly coming in here for something, you know, that's not critical, but let's say you ignored it and it was critical and something happens to you, like, no, I'd rather feel stupid to go get things checked out than have something serious be happening, and because I didn't want to go, you know, I'm dead the next day. No, I don't think so. So yes, just my rambling with my cafecito on the side, trying to get all of these crazy things, thoughts, you know, and questions out of my head. And I'll probably have to do these more because they help. It helps my, you know, brain activity relax, and maybe I won't be grinding, clenching my teeth as much at night. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, now I'm just gonna head on out with my song from I Dream of Jeannie. Okay, bye.